Good morning. We welcome you to worship at College Park. So excited to be a part of worship on this fourth Sunday of Advent. A few announcements we'll make as we prepare for worship. We've had our Hoots for Him basketball the last several weeks. We're taking a couple week break from that. Make note of that. Also, today during worship is our White Christmas celebration. During the first hymn, hymn number 102, we invite those who are representing their Sunday school classes to come down during that first hymn and put your White Christmas gifts underneath either chrismon tree. Thank you for your help with that. Krista wanted me to invite all those who have lost a loved one in recent years, or it's been some time since you lost them, we invite you to come to a very special celebration of life that we call Christmas Without You. We know that it's a difficult time. Those memories come back, and we want to remind you of those memories, and there will be a special service here in the sanctuary at 3 o'clock. So we invite you to be a part of that. Christmas offering, we are taking up offering this month. Right now, our total stands at $12,679. Thank you for all those. We're continuing to work towards our goal of $25,000. There will be no Wednesday activities this week. There will be our Christmas Eve service, Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We invite you to come and celebrate the Christmas, the coming of the Christ child with us, Christmas Eve at 5. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. I guess I didn't even ask you to sign the pew pad. That's okay. We'd like to find out who is in worship. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take that pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. If you're a guest, raise your hand. And our ushers are going to give you some information. Inside this information, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. As it is the fourth Sunday of Advent, as is our tradition, we invite various families to read Scripture and to light the Advent wreath. We know we're missing one candle. It is being worked on as we speak. So we're going to imagine that that's the fourth candle that's going to be lit this morning. And we're excited, the Gaskins family, to come and lead us in worship.
I'll be reading from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 6, and 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God will live in us. God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
Today we light the candle of love.
Will you pray with me? Father, we have followed the star to the little town of Bethlehem to find the Savior of the world, the Savior of our lives. What a precious gift that we are reminded of this morning. You have led us here through the presence of your Holy Spirit to worship you. May we do that with everything that we have this morning. May we seek you. May we follow you. Be in this place, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Good to see everybody. Oh, we got some coming from the balcony. We'll wait. All right. There are a lot of reasons that Christmas is one of the best times of year. There. Come on, Miss Rebecca. We'll wait for you. Hi. Christmas is one of the best times of the year, right? My favorite parts is all the candy. Right? Do you like candy?
Yeah, I hit the jackpot.
You hit the jackpot? Yay! No, you're not going to get any a nap this afternoon?
No.
All right. Well, this is one of my favorite candies. You know what this is called? Candy cane. So, it's more for me. All right? You're familiar with the candy cane, right? Now, what they do at the candy factory, they take a long strip of red and a long strip of white, and they wind them together, and they come up with these stripes. You see that? Oh, I love candy canes. Now, I think about, use candy canes on the Sunday before Christmas, and we talk about how sometimes I like it because it looks like a J stands for Jesus, but also it kind of looks like a hook. Does it look like a question mark? It kind of looks like a question mark, but that doesn't fit my children's sermon. So, all right. Well, they use a shepherd's hook, right, to get, because there were shepherds. Remember that part of the story?
But I also like to think about the candy cane. When you take the red candy and the white candy and you wind them together to make one piece of candy. There's a really cool part of this story we don't talk about. I mean, sometimes we don't think about. Let me ask you this question. When we think about where is God, where do we kind of think God is? Where do we think he is?
Heaven.
In heaven, right?
Yeah.
And so we got God in heaven, and then, but he came down here to see us, right? So we have heaven and earth together as one, just like the candy cane. I want you to remember when Jesus came, he wasn't just a normal person. He was God who came down to earth, heaven and earth, white and red. So when you, I'm going to give you a piece of candy, a candy cane after church, all right? Yes, it reminds us of J for Jesus, shepherd's hook, but a really important part of the story is Jesus was God who came from heaven to earth to meet us and to be together. That's why we celebrate Christmas. God came to earth so we could be together. Will you pray with me? God, thank you for the gift of Jesus, who lived in heaven, came to earth so we could all be together. As we celebrate Christmas, help us to remember how much you loved us, that Jesus stepped out of heaven to come and see us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good job.
with me. Dear Heavenly Father, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we have so much to be thankful for. We are grateful for this opportunity to be in your house. We are grateful for the people that we share this worship time with. And we are grateful for the blessings that you have given us. We pray that our thankfulness will continue throughout this week as we look toward Christmas and time with family and friends and loved ones. And we pray that our thankful hearts will always look to you first, God, and remember that you sent your Son to save us, and that is why we celebrate. And I pray that our generous hearts and spirits will continue past this week as we're giving gifts to our friends and our families, but that we'll look within our community and look for opportunities to share your love and further your ministry. Bless these gifts and those givers. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. As we talked about preparing for this service today, we decided to speak about the themes of the Advent season: hope, peace, joy, and love. I was selected to speak about hope. As I prepared my thoughts, I discovered that the candles of the Advent wreath not only represent these themes, but they also represent figures of the Christmas story. The light of hope is the candle that we light on the first Sunday of Advent. The candle of hope represents the patriarchs of the Bible, Abraham, you know, the old guys. Now I know why I was selected to speak about hope. Actually, I was picked to speak about hope because I work in the business of hope. For those who don't know me or know what I do, my hope business doesn't involve a red suit or reindeer, although I have had a lot of fun with that this year. Now, I work in the cancer center at Wake Forest. I work with an amazing group of people who try to provide hope for people in some of their most challenging times. We try to give hope in the form of healing. God was quick to heal our bodies of the afflicted as he ministered to their souls. We read about this in miracles over and over again in the Bible. Jesus provided hope to the lame, the blind, the lepers. Cancer attacks our human bodies as sin attacks our spiritual bodies. It eats away at our healthy bodies, spreading if left untreated. Similarly, sin can eat away at our spiritual health, causing us to drift away from God. Jesus talked about these similarities when he was asked by the Pharisees why he sat and ate with the tax collectors. In Luke 5:31, we read, "Jesus answered them, 'It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call the righteous, but the sinners to not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance.'" Both patients and sinners need hope. The difference is that the hope we provide to our patients at the cancer center is not perfect. The hope God provides through his forgiveness and salvation has no limits. His hope heals all things. This hope we celebrate during the Advent season. Romans 8:24 says, "For in this hope we are saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not have, we wait for it patiently." I'd like to close on a little personal note. We talk a lot around here about reaching outside these walls to minister to those around us. We're called to minister where we live or where we are. I am blessed to have a job where I see God's hope every day. In Colossians 3:17, we're reminded that whatever you do, in work or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. I have shared the journey of cancer with some of you here. For some, healing has come, and for that we rejoice. For others, the human healing did not come, and they moved on to their heavenly reward. I have seen the fear of unknown that comes with a cancer diagnosis, but I've also seen the hope that cancer patients have in this little child in a manger, the one who came and gave us all the hope of eternal salvation. I am thankful for the wonderful folks that I work with in the cancer center that lend a glimmer of hope in the darkness of cancer. But I'm more eternally grateful for a Savior who came to the world and gave his life to heal us all from our sins so that we can have hope, peace, joy, and love. Thank you.
Christ is born, Son of Mary, lowly made and all his virtues is born. Patriot of thy lover, who has sent his only Son, that he may all the nations gather.
Mary sings the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. The angels bring good tidings of great joy for all people. The wise men saw the star and rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The story of the birth of Jesus is all about joy. As believers, our story should be about joy as well. Yet for many of us, joy is elusive. Moreover, as believers, we can be cynical and suspicious of people who are joyful, especially the ones that are always joyful. Surely no one can be that joyful all the time. Not in today's world. Not in a world where the innocent suffer and the wicked prosper. There's too much pain and hate and anger and madness. We've forgotten that the coming of the Christ child is the coming of the one who gives joy. We're commanded to be joyful. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the midst of the world's pain and hate and anger and madness. Because our joy is a gift given to us by God. It's not manufactured from within. It's a gift. We've forgotten that the joy of the Christmas story is not the joy of perfectly wrapped up happy endings. As Mary sang her song of rejoicing, she was looking at the prospect of telling friends and family and betrothed of her pregnancy. The wise men rejoiced at the star in spite of Herod's suspicions and jealousy and desire that they should be his spies. The shepherds would leave the stable and go back to their sheep. They rejoiced in what God had done, knowing that the world would continue to be a broken place. But now there was hope, and there could be joy. We, too, are commanded to be joyful in all circumstances. Because everything is a cause for joy? No. Because with the coming of the Savior, we are given Emmanuel, God with us. God with us in the midst of the craziness of the world, and in the midst of the painfulness of our own individual lives, Christ the joy giver with us, giving us all we need to rejoice in him.
Surely I had felt the love of a husband, parents, family, friends, my dog, always a dog. But I could tell that this love that I felt for Taylor was different. When we decided to have a second child, I wondered if I could share this powerful love with another child. And then our daughter Brooke was born. And my heart was filled again with amazing love. I have two of the most precious gifts that God could ever give to me. But if I'd known the love of God in my life, if I had not known the love of God in my life, I'm not sure I would believe this kind of love was even possible. The birth of Jesus is the beginning of the story of how much God loves us. And I want to share one of my favorite passages of scripture that's found in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. I think we shared this at baptism because it is my prayer and my wish for my own children, but for all of us. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. We can see the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. This Christmas, I hope you will accept it and feel the love of God in your heart.
to invite you, following our benediction, there will be a choral response after that. Shall they be seated during that? After the benediction, I will allow you to be seated. But after the response, you get back up and you greet one another. Greet one another and come thank the channels and the bells for leading us in worship today. Also, greet our guests. Be sure and greet one another. I know we have family in town for the weekend, so be sure and catch up with one another. Encourage one another as we go out. If you're interested in the early service, we shared a sermon entitled Ordinary Mary, talking about how God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things if they make themselves available. There is a way you can go online to Vimeo. It's like video except with an M. Vimeo.com and search College Park Baptist. That should be up by late tonight or in the morning if you'd like to view that and view that service. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the joy, the peace, the hope, all that comes, the love that comes with this season. But Father, help us to be ambassadors of each of those for a world that needs to know you and to know what you can bring to their lives. Father, we pray that as we go from this place that we truly would be ambassadors for you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Let the stars beside rejoice and lift their bright so that is our voice.
The dancing stars shine down on earth to celebrate a baby's birth.
Dancing stars, twinkling lights, heaven is filled with wonder tonight.
Alleluia,
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 alleluia, alleluia.
Holy night, born tonight, let the dance begin. Star. It sheds its light both near and far. Listen as the angels sing. See the dance of Bethlehem. Dancing stars, twinkling lights. Heaven is filled with wonder tonight.
Alleluia,
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 alleluia.
Shed their brilliant holy light. Tonight is born our